Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
That was a nice response. Thank you very much.
No, it's all good. It's like
Gaan we gaan feest, nou? Chris?
Just Mo Salah, obviously a player who misses a penalty in the first half or comes out and puts on that show in the second half with Jamaica.
Yeah. But nobody should now be really surprised that Mo can change a game, can improve in a game and all these kind of things, because he did it just hundreds of times. But it's just a really good example. The more goals you have, the more you are used to missing chances, even when it's a penalty, and the more you just understand what you have to do, keep going, and if necessary, but very often is the case, and keep improving, using the situations better. And that was what Mo did. Because I got asked that question already plenty of times, and now when we talk about Mo, and again two goals, and then Darwin didn't score. But to be honest, the situation of the game and brought the game in the right direction was the first goal of Mo, when Darwin squares that ball. I would say everybody in the stadium, you involved, would have tried to hammer that ball through the goalie and just to make it happen. And he squares that ball, and it was a 1-0, right? Was it a 1-0? Yeah. So, incredible. So, super game from start to finish with 10 minutes in the first half, I would say. After 35 minutes, didn't disallowed goal, missed a pen, super high intensity, level dropped slightly, got out of the into second half and started pretty much there where we finished after 35 minutes. Scored the first, relief too big, 1-1. Got a second, scored the third, relief too big, 3-2. And I said, a couple of times, Pep came to me and said, we need to bring Maka. I think it was before the 3-2, I'm not sure when Maka came. We need his passes. Yeah, and then Maka came and passed the ball to Diogo. So obviously, again, a really good game from start to finish. And again, if you have these options to bring on, that's obviously pretty helpful. I love the game. I love the atmosphere. Everything was perfect besides the goals. Obviously, we conceded. You could see it in Ali's face, especially, that he didn't like that fact. But we take that for tonight. Yeah, keep going.
Yeah, again, lots of really good individual performances as well tonight. You mentioned Mo. I thought Curtis Jones in particular, the way he knitted the game together and helped to get you on the front foot whenever you could, was very impressive.
Special game. Special game from Curtis, to be honest. His high press, his counter press, we all know how good a player Curtis is, and so he's technically incredibly skilled. But he finds more and more direction in his dribblings. He gets better out of situations, and his pressing and counter-pressing is meanwhile. Yeah, he sets the level, actually, how it should look. Really happy with that. and it keeps every play in the game. So, how I said, the counter pressing is what we played today was absolutely exceptional. Absolutely, it was a school video. I have to show it. We want to do it. So, a lot of times people tell me that, you know, my behavior is not great and it's not good for grassroots football. Okay, maybe the grassroots team want to play counter press and watch the video of that game. So that is really helpful. Yeah, you're right. So many good performances. Cannot actually not remember really a bad one, to be honest. They're all really good. But we had to be, because in the situations when we were not at 100%, you could immediately see that Newcastle was there. But we made it really tricky for them tonight, and it was a fully deserved 3 points.
Richard.
Jürgen, I don't know if you place so much emphasis by expected goals stats, but that was the highest expected goals total by any team ever in a Premier League game. I mean, 34 shots, 15 on target. What does that say to you?
I didn't have to look at the stats because I saw it. I saw it before. It was really special. So, and it was Dubravka, but it was ourselves as well. So, and that's why we needed these. How said we had? We tried. And there were moments when we forced it, when the technique was not great. Blah blah blah. But then there was a moment Dubravka had a top save as well, and then we scored twice. We square the ball and put it in the empty goal. So we didn't stop. That's the most important thing. And I sat here a few weeks ago and spoke about the atmosphere. Tonight the atmosphere was absolutely exceptional. And how we all took together these missed chances. That's how atmosphere is. That's just how it is. Because it was not like, oh my God, what are they doing? But finally, and I would understand that in moments. But everybody was just really on fire, and we go again, and we did. And in the end, we scored 4 goals, which is already an outstanding number, and yeah, all good.
Paul Josh?
Yeah, we wanted to take him off. It was the plan, but unfortunately, it was somehow a minute late, because in the last situation, he felt the hamstring, and now we don't know the extent of it, obviously, so we have to wait.
Well done. Thank you. Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year. Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
A little something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional, unprofessional. So if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.